Go ahead and open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. We're going to look at a text there in a moment. I want to make some application from tonight to set up a thought. If you're familiar with the Terminator movies, I want you to sort of have that plot in your mind. If you're not familiar with them, number one, I don't want to encourage you to run out and watch the Terminator movies for some particular reasons, but since I'm familiar with them, and I know the plot, I want to use those movies to set something up. What happens in Terminator is, well, when it first came out in the future, and actually their timeline would have that be about now, present day, there is a military program named Skynet that is developed originally for defense. Skynet uses a lot of robots in this. The robots become self-aware, and in their self-awareness, they perceive humanity to be a threat, so they start killing all of us off. To really root out the humans, Skynet develops robots that they actually turn into cyborgs. I don't know how they grew the tissue, but that's what they did to make them human-looking robots. And then they go and they hunt down the humans. By the way, I think it's impossible for humanity to fight back against the machines like they did in those movies, because, you know, they would annihilate us because they're so much more efficient than people. You know, that part's for free. Just want you to think on that a little bit in case something like that really happens, and I think it could. That would not be the end of the world, because the Bible doesn't say it's going to happen like that, but, you know, life would be drastically different. The point is, the robots became self-aware, and bad things happened. To make our application tonight, I want to flip that. When humans are not self-aware, bad things happen. And the reason that we are often not self-aware is because we are selfish. Look at 1 John chapter 2. So I wanted you to open up your Bibles there. 1 John chapter 2, starting there in verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the selfish pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And if the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. I realize a lot of your verses 16 in that translation might just say the pride of life, but you could accurately translate that the selfish pride of life. 1 John, amongst many other Bible passages, tell us selfishness and Christianity are just completely incompatible with one another. I want to think about John's language here a little bit more, and I'm going to borrow some of his thoughts from the Gospel of John as well, too. We're not going to go over there and reference that, but if you think about John's language from both 1 John and the Gospel of John, here's some thoughts that we get. We have the world, which is in darkness. The darkness makes it where we need saving, because we are in darkness, we don't know where we're going, and if you're in darkness and you're walking around, then you're lost. So we are saved by the light. Jesus is the light. Darkness is incompatible with the Father's love. So if we want out of the darkness, we begin to love Jesus, and we walk in the light, and we follow him. So we follow Jesus, not the world. John uses the word world very specifically in his writings. The world, verse 17, has no future. Being with God gives you a future. Selfishness is one of the three things that were highlighted very specifically in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16 to say, this is the world and you can't be like that and you can't love that. And that cannot describe you as an application we would make from that. So if that describes you, then that's one of those three things. And I think those three things are meant to kind of be a summary statement for all sin. I think you could, if you wanted to take the time to classify all sin, you could probably break it down to each one of those categories there in 1 John 2:16. So number one, the thing to understand is the great problem that exists if selfishness describes us, or just the word selfish describes us, we are incompatible with what God wants. But selfishness causes other problems. It impacts us in day-to-day type things. It doesn't even have to be big type things. For instance, if there was a father and husband who had a gambling problem, If he has a gambling problem, he's not using his income to provide for his family like he should. He's wasting it. That obviously has ongoing effects for his family. Bills don't get paid. Food's not put on the table. You know, his addiction to gambling in that case would be very selfish to not address it, to not do something about it. That is selfishness. But it can impact people in even smaller ways. I'm going to give you an example for today without going into great detail. I, Party A, needed to get some information to Party C. I didn't know where Party C was necessarily located. Party B did. So I go and I talk to Party B. Now, this is part of Party B's job, and I have a pet peeve about people not doing their jobs. It's your job. Just do it. But sometimes asking people to do their job is like herding cats and pulling teeth. They just don't want to do it. That is selfish. And so when you start to do your job and you get annoyed at people asking you to do your job, I find that to be selfish. That's one of those times where I wish the Bible said, when somebody does something like that, you are cleared hot to lay them out. Because they wouldn't do that no more. But the Bible doesn't clear your heart to do that, so you don't get to do that. But I'm just being honest with you, that's how I felt today. Now, I didn't have to feel that way. That was my choice. That's probably not how I should have felt. But what I'm trying to build up is, what created that situation was somebody else's selfishness. Our selfishness impacts other people. That doesn't mean other people get to react in an improper way. But we, being selfish, should not create situations through which other people will not act the way that they should not act as well, too. Selfishness causes us to wear blinders. Various types of racehorses will wear blinders so as to not distract them. You know, the jockeys or whatever format they're being used, because they're used in races besides just the jockeys, they put these blinders on them so they won't be looking off to the sides and getting distracted, so the blinders keep them focused on where they need to go. Well, sometimes we need to wear blinders because we're too busy looking at all the wrong and problems that are around us instead of really focusing on what is our issue. And it's not that you're not allowed to look at the wrong that is around you. I think Matthew chapter 7, 1 through 6 wrongly gets misapplied, and that's because it's misunderstood. That's the passage that says, don't judge. Well, it tells you not to judge in a very particular way. It says, take care of yourself first, because there is something that's wrong over here that needs to be corrected, and you can help that as long as you have adequately addressed yourself and your wrongdoing first. That's what Matthew chapter 7 says. It doesn't say don't judge. But if we're too busy looking at everybody else's problems and what's wrong with them and wanting to correct what's wrong with other people, we don't look at ourselves and decide, or not decide, but realize, here's what I need to fix. Here's where I need to be better. Because God expects spiritual, personal growth from us. But if we don't, sometimes it'd be good for us to put some blinders on to look at ourselves in order to fix ourselves for a moment. I know sometimes we'll use that illustration because we say we bury our heads in the sand or we can't see what's going on around us. Well, sometimes we need to take a look at ourselves and shut the outside world out so that we can fix things about ourselves, then take the blinders off and go about our business, try to make the world a better place. Selfishness also hurts ourselves. It's not just about hurting other people, but it hurts ourselves. And think about each thing that's been mentioned. Think about 1 John 2:17 again. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So if selfishness describes you, you have no future. But with God, you have an eternal future. Selfishness, instead of looking at other people's flaws, doesn't allow us to fix our own, so we have a problem there. And then also, selfishness can cause us to alienate other people. They're going to want to keep us at an arm's distance. They're not going to want to be around us. They're not going to want to be helpful to us. Selfishness is not something that is compatible with Christianity. And so, in order to not be selfish, a good fix to that is to be self-aware. So tonight, be aware of your eternity. If you are aware of what it takes to become a Christian and go to heaven and you have not done that, you need to act upon that, because not doing so, in a sense, is being selfish, because you're saying, I would rather do something that is opposed to what God would have me do. If you know what that is, if you don't know what that is, we would really appreciate the opportunity to explain that to you, to begin to explain that to you if necessary. But if you've done what it said, the Bible says to be a Christian, and you're just not doing the things that you know the Bible says is necessary to be a Christian, perhaps it's selfishness, perhaps it's something else. You know, be very self-aware tonight and ask for the help if that's what it's going to take to get you back on track, living the way that you need to. If you want any help, please come forward as we stand and sing.